Okay, today we begin another aspect of Hotzah, and that is Eruvich Chatzeres. In other words, we've been talking about Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRab, all these things, Eruvich Chatzeres. So let's see what that's all about and how that's the applications, and there's a lot to say about that. Okay, so Chatzer Sheyesh B'Shcheinim Harbe. Whereas you have a Chatzer, so that means you have a walled area. Right, a communal courtyard, and different people have like five houses in the courtyard. Everyone has their individual house, and then each person can walk around in the courtyard in the chatzer. So everyone's house is a Rishus HaYachid, and the courtyard also is a Rishus HaYachid because it has walls around it. So, l'chora, you should be able to carry from your individualized house into the chotzer, into the courtyard, without any question. And that's the halacha min ha-Torah. However, Chachamim said no. Because they're afraid that if you're going to come to carry from your house to the courtyard, so then you'll come to carry from your house into a public domain. Even though the courtyard is not, even though it's public in the sense that it can be used by more than one person, but it's still called the Rishus HaYachid because it has walls around it. So that's what the Rambam writes. Chosesh yesh b'shcheinim harbe, kol echa mehem b'bayis la'atzmo, din Torah, as far as the Torah is concerned, who she kula mutarim l'taltel b'chol ha'chotzer, that everyone could carry in the whole chatzer, umibatim lechatzer, and from their individualized house to the chatzer, umichatzer lebatim, and vice versa. B'mnei shalkol chatzer, shalkol hachatzer rishus hayachid achas. Right, all the chatzer is one big rishus hayachid. Umutal taltal b'kula. Okay, then it talks about more. Now let's skip the base. Aval midivrei sofrim, however midrabanan. They also l'shchein m'letaltel rishus hayachid sheyesh ba chaluka b'diyurim ad sheyarvu kol hashcheinim kulam me'erev Shabbos. In other words, but they said no. Midrabanan, you can't carry in a rishus hayachid. So it's from your house. Your house is a private domain. It's a Rishus HaYachid, but it's private because it's only for you. Now, you can have 5 kids, 10 kids, it's still private because they're still under your financial support. So it's one unit in the house. Now, but in the courtyard, that's not only for you. That's for you and your neighbor and the other neighbor and all the neighbors. So therefore, there's a difference between your Rishus HaYachid and the communal Rishus HaYachid. Even though the communal Rishus HaYachid is still a Rishus HaYachid, because it's also surrounded, but since it's communal, people are going to make a mistake. And one day, not realize, they're not such lamdanim, so they're not going to realize that there's a difference between carrying from a Rishus HaYachid to a communal Rishus HaYachid, which is also a Rishus HaYachid, in contrast to carrying from a Rishus HaYachid into a Rishus HaRabim. That's an area that doesn't have mechitzas around it. That's a public domain with all the criteria that have to be fulfilled, as we've discussed in the past.
I'm thinking that in today's situation, so as the apartment building,
right,
the lobby or the halls are considered...
Right, so that's the question. So, as you point out, so at first glance, maybe at second glance also, but we'll see, that a apartment building should have the same idea. In other words,
it depends what the ownership of the apartment building is. If it's a co-op, it's all owned by the same people.
Right, but they're...
If it's a rental, again, it's all owned by the same people. Same person owns the whole building.
Right, but they're...
Not ownership, but possession.
No, right. In other words, but even though you don't... But if you're renting it, or it's only for you.
But it's But again, there still is one reshut. It all belonged to Baal HaBayit.
Right, but that doesn't mean that, in other words, it could be that even if it all belongs to the Baal HaBayit, that still, since the area that I rented is only for me, and the area that's in the hallways, or so maybe that should also be in the same category. Now, it doesn't mean that it's also meaning you have to do something to make it mutter. So what do you have to do? You have to make an Eruv Chatzeres, which means what? And this is Dover Zeh Takana Shlomo Beis Dina. So this goes far back, that Shlomo HaMelech made this Takana. The Gemara says in Eruvin that when Shlomo Melch made two takanas, he made the takan of Erev Chatzeres and the Tilas Yadayim. And his father said, David HaMelech, he says, Im Chocham B'ni, if my son is wise, Yismach Libi Gamani, I'll get a lot of nachas from him. And he said that, David HaMelech, on the two things that his son instituted, Erev Chatzeres and the Tilas Yadayim. And
Erev Chatzeres.
So what does an Erev Chatzeres mean? So what do you have to do? So technically what you have to do is you have to go and knock on everyone's door and say, can you give me a challah roll? And then you go on everyone's door, you get all the challah rolls, and then you put it in one of the person's homes, and it's ki'ilu, everyone's living in that person's house, and therefore basically what we did was we made the whole unit of all the different families into one by putting everyone collecting some food from everyone and then going ahead and putting that food in one of the apartments, and therefore that is viewed as if everyone's living in that one apartment. And therefore, so if they're all living together, then they wouldn't, you know, then they could carry. Because at least they did something to show that they understand that this is different, the Rishus HaYachid of the private person and the communal Rishus HaYachid. And then, Shlomo HaMelech said, now they won't come to make a mistake and carry from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. So that's the second thing I'm going to say. In other words, so now technically you can do that, but it's a big pain in the neck. What are you going to go to everyone's house and ask for a roll? So what we do is we usually buy a box of matzahs and we give it to someone, not someone from someone else's family, and they pick it up on behalf of everyone, and now everyone's considered a shutuf in those matzahs, and then they put it in one of the apartments in Shalom Al Yisrael. And now, you have to realize that when you have a communal Eruv in the community, so you have to do the same thing. Because when you have a communal Eruv, so basically what you've done is you're putting a wall around the whole community. So now the whole community is like one big apartment building. So you have your house. Instead of having an apartment, you have your house, you have your house, you have your house, right? And then the streets are the communal Rishus HaYachid because they're enclosed in this Eruv, which is like putting up a wall around the area. So then every Eruv in a community has to then have an Eruv Chatzeres. Because if there's no Eruv Chatzeres, then it's not going to, it won't work. Because even though you put the what we call the Tzuras HaPesach, the strings around the whole area, so that basically is key, you made a wall around the whole area, right? But what's that going to do me? Because I want to carry from my house into the street. But my house is a private Rishus HaYachid for me and my family. The street is a Rishus HaYachid for everybody. So then you're still not allowed to carry midrabanan. So then you have to make an Erev Chatzeres in addition to the fact that you put up the Suras HaPesach. And then you have to do something else even before that to, because the fact that the Goyim there, the Erev Chatzeres doesn't work for the Goyim, so even though the Goyim, you know, don't have an Issa to carry, but they could ask us to carry, so then you have to do a Schiris Rishus first. You have to go to the, to somebody who's, you know, the police chief or the, you know, Shai Show, somebody who's considered a Gavra in the, you know, and could Socher Rishus for you. Like in an apartment building, you go to maybe the super or something like that.
Why wouldn't you do this? A Schiris Rishus?
We'll have a separate shiur on the Schiris Rishus, but we need to do a Schiris Rishus and an Erev Chatzeres, and then you can carry.
Just occurred to me, we used to do once a year. If somebody, if you have a new tenant,
right, so...
He has to be restricted.
No, but Lamaisa, then you'd never have an... You could never have a... If you, every time, you know, we assume that that...
That's how big the building is, but yeah.
No, but when you make an Erev around a community, people are moving in and out every day. Yeah, we don't make a new Erev every week, because we obviously we hold it, it's good. The big question that people ask, well, maybe we'll have a packet in the future about this, is if you're against the Erev, you know, so, you know, like in different communities, like, you know, they would tear down the Erev, they would, you know, there was a lot of...
Are they against the Erev?
What's that? But why don't you just say, I don't want to be part of the Erev Chatzeres, and it can't be mezakeh something bal korcha, so I don't want to be part of it. And then that should be mevatel the... Now, obviously, we don't assume like that, because in every Erev, there's at least one guy that holds, I don't hold from it. So then that should mevatel the whole thing. Obviously, we assume it doesn't, or else, you know, there wouldn't be an Erev left. In,
they could just fit in. He holds it's not an Erev, it's not a good source of Pesach, so he cuts off from the Erev.
Yeah, okay, so in the future shiur, we'll talk about that.
Is this all one takana that Shlomo Melech, Asher Kamalis, make Erev Chatzeres, make Erev with, you know, with the Machal, or whatever, is that all one?
Well, this is Erev Chatzeres. This is Erev Chatzeres. That's what he... He accomplished. One of the things he accomplished. Oh. So let's take a look in the Maggid of Rama. Let's take a look at Shulchan Aruch first, page 5. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Chotzer Halach Aleph, Chotzer Shaharbe Batim Psuchim L'socho. You have a Chotzer that there are multiple houses opening up to. Osu Chacham L'taltel Mi Boteim L'chotzer. Achi Arvu, Dehainu Shagovim Pas Mikol Bais U'Bais, Noslim Oso Be'echad Mi Botei HaChotzer, Shadekach Anu Roim Ki'il Kulam Dorim Be'Oso Bais, U'Ki'il Kol HaChotzer Miyuchad Lo'Oso Bais. So basically, what we accomplish is we consolidate it. It's if everyone's in one bias. So if, say, Luyitzur, there would be only one family in the whole Chotzer. Then for sure, it's Mutter. Because you're going from the bias to the Chotzer. There's no multiple, the bias is owned by that one family unit, and the Chotzer is that one family unit. The problem is, we have many family units, but since once we do this, that we take challah from every family and we put it in one, so basically we got rid of the individual family units and now it's one big happy family in living in one location, even though technically we're not, but it's a din d'rabbanan. In other words, we wanted you to do something that you will show that you understand that there's a difference between a communal Rishus HaYachid and a private Rishus HaYachid. So if you do that, you show that you understand that, and then we're not afraid that you're going to come to carry in from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRab.
Is that called a hecker or something?
Yeah, I mean, there's a question whether it's hecker or it's Bishum Lina or whatever, but that's a... And this has many other... Yeah. So look at the Magen Avraham. What would you say without looking at the Magen Avraham? Tell me what you would say in the following. Don't look in the Magen Avraham. I want to hear what you say without looking at the Magen Avraham. Then we'll see what the Magen Avraham says. Say you would have two houses adjacent one to the other, two different families, and they're mamish, you know, like in Brooklyn, the houses are mamish touching each other. So usually you don't have a door between one house, but say there was a door mamish between the two houses that are adjacent to each other.
So is there ports? You mean entrance?
You could have
a thatch house.
You have a thatch house, and you want to carry, and say there's a door by that attach. Usually it's not. I mean, two people don't have a door, but it's a door.
Like that.
Yeah, a door in one house and the other house.
Okay.
And you didn't make an Erev Chatzeres. Are you allowed to carry? Is this halacha only if it's from a Rishus HaYachid of a Yachid to this communal Rishus HaYachid? But if you do it from a Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid, maybe that's not similar to Rishus HaRabim, and I won't come to make a mistake, and therefore I should be able to carry perhaps even what?
Without
the Erev. So what war do we say no? That from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid requires an Erev, just like when a Rishus HaYachid to the Chatzer requires or not. What would you think should be the... Even though it's Rishut...
Even though it's Yachid to Yachid, it's still Rishut to Rishut.
Because...
If the concern was that you're going to take to your Chatzer, you might take to outside. You're not going to do that if you take from your house to the other guy's house next door.
Because
you're not going... You're literally pretty much under the same roof. Like you're in the same...
Yeah, but the difference is that we're not under the same bank account.
No. That's true.
You see, no one's going to say that... You have five bedrooms in your house. Your son, your daughter. No one's going to say you can't carry from your bedroom to your son's bedroom, right? Because you're all. Well, so what makes the difference? That there's so mechal shulchancha, that you're, that. But if you have, if you rent out a house to somebody and he's not, say, so that could be a different shaila. But my question is, that we're raising now is. Would there be, so you want to say it's the same? Yeah. Or you want to change your mind?
You're making me think about my living arrangements, which I never have, which is interesting, because I live in a brownstone. One of my sons lives downstairs, and my daughter lives downstairs, and I've never thought of it, because it's a house, and,
Right.
And I've never thought about it, even.
Right. And then we have to discuss also eventually what about a dormitory?
A door directly to two beers would imply some kind of a shutfus there. It's kind of a shared. The fact that you have a door, but it's not normal to have such a door.
It's not, but I don't know in the time of the Magen Avraham was it. Today we wouldn't do such a thing. Probably.
If the reason why we can't get into common private area is that we can say, well, it's common area, so we by mistake go to the broader common area.
Right.
When you have the house and you don't go into the common area.
Right.
You know you're within the...
In other words, you're only going from your Rishus HaYachid to your neighbor's Rishus.
And the common area is outside of this arrangement.
Right. So you're saying you don't think that the Chashash applies if it's...
It's not covered in the Mishnah.
What?
The first Mishnah in Shabbos, no?
But that's a Rishus HaRabim and a Rishus HaYachid.
I'm saying that's all it discusses. It doesn't say anything, but there's no example of Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Which implies that it's not a problem.
No, but that Mishnah is about the Daraisa of Hotzah and Achnosa. We're talking about the Dindarabanan of Erev Chatzeres. But what you could say is there's no Mishnah about one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid either. So that might imply that it only should be
it shouldn't apply.
So comes the Magen Avraham. Let's see the Magen Avraham.
Page 5.
Sifkan al midon lechaz. V'hu adin mi bayis labayis. So the Magen Avraham says a big chiddush here, that from bayis labayis, he holds you need an Erev Chatzeres. Even though it's two private,
it's Rishon, what you said, it was Rishon.
Even though now, where you said, no, you said that you think that it's only if it's from a Rishus HaYachid that belongs to one family, to like a public lobby, or in a hallway, that everyone belong, you know, everyone has the right to use it. But the Magen Avraham doesn't say like you. I'm not, we'll see, there are, could be others that do say like you. But that's the first the chiddush of the Magen Avraham in this halacha.
Exactly word for word the same as the Magen Avraham.
Yeah, well, the Be'er Heitev summarizes.
It's word for word.
Right, because usually the Be'er Heitev takes a bigger piece of the Magen Avraham and he summarizes it. But if the whole piece of the Magen Avraham, how do you summarize? Who are the Mibayis Labayis?
Yeah.
So how are you going to make it shorter than that? Oh, and so let's look in the Bir Halacha here on page 6. Oshein Ovrim. I am a Magen Avraham, Ashakosov, the Micheder, next page 7, Labayis Osir, Imhem Shnaim. Third line. Shem shacham osru l'taltal mibayis l'chotze b'li eiriv, k'mokin osru l'hotzi mibayis l'bayis. Hey, k'lose b'asim v'reishim v'shin samachvav. K'loch ma'am sham. Ayim v'ber heitev shakosu b'shem seif v'dvar shmuel shen estapik b'din zeh. He wasn't sure v'dvar shmuel which way it should go. Ukvar hisigu lo v'seif v'mama Mordechai u'bricha Yosef she'enu kein. So some say it's definitely also. Achiyesh me'ezach ronu shegimgimu b'zeh machmas loshon Rambam. So the loshon of Rambam is mibayis l'chotzer. So that seems to be the simple pshat, that it's only when you go from a private rishus hayachid to a communal rishus hayachid.
Tevavos
l'achlufi mishus hayachid rishus harabim.
So this man has a pshat or pshat should be good. A backyard in a practical scenario.
Okay, so that's a whole separate. We'll get to that.
Well,
I don't know.
According to this logic, it should be just as good.
From one backyard.
From one backyard to another backyard is because a chutz is not a real chutz
for that. From one backyard, from my backyard to your backyard.
From my backyard to your backyard, because we don't have a real chutz in a backyard scenario. A backyard is my private resource.
The simple shot, according to the Magen Avraham, is that from a backyard to a backyard.
I'm not interested in the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham, the kasha doesn't get off the ground. It's if you don't hold the Magen Avraham, where my kasha is. Where my kasha is.
The Magen
Avraham holds from house to house. How the Homer, it doesn't make a difference.
House to house.
Right, right.
Yeah, I'm saying if you don't hold the house.
If you don't hold like the Magen Avraham. If you hold them,
my backyard is your backyard. It's one of y'all.
Right, if you don't hold the Magen Avraham, then it's mutter. Yeah, yeah.
You don't have to come for this private house thing. You just go to backyard.
Yeah, okay, backyard to a backyard, according to, maybe, we'll see. Fallership, the Shoshanim of David Herich was a lachlach al Tosis Yontif. He says, the Tosis Yontif, Modil Isser. So the Tosis Yontif says that it's also, but he says, the Tchilas Gzeira Haysa Mibayis Lachotze, Vechakach Osru Af Mibayis Labayis. That was like a later.
So Shlomo really said
maybe only,
and then
Chachamim in later.
You know what? Let's get it there. We'll make it a little tougher.
Right, exactly. V'avdim b'shoshanim l'David Herich b'zel achloch al tosis yonim kol mokum l'dinah ha'ikar k'mogen Avraham. So the bir halacha paskins meikar din l'bank l'mogen Avraham shach ron she'skim l'iser. Chaimavur b'feish b'avodas hakodesh la'rashba. That's the Avodas HaKodesh LaRashba. So he says also, Beferish, here, I'll show it to you. I have it here. Here, look at the page 8 and 9. Habat imafo page 9. Asher tashmishem echad, osu lo talta libeisul shozeh, ad sheyarvu. So it's a beferish Rashba. It's a beferish Rashba. I told you the they point out that the Beis Yosef didn't have the Avodas HaKodesh. He had the Sfarim of the Rashba, but this Sefer he didn't have the Avodas HaKodesh. I hold that if he would have had it, then he would have asked all the communal Erevin. Because the Avodas HaKodesh is the one who says that if you have a walled city, but you have an area that's of commerce inside the city, so the fact, so like Rav Reuven Tzvi Feigstein once said from the name of his father, my father held that Manhattan, even though it might have walls around it, right, but there's a Rishus Rabim inside the walls. You understand? So therefore you have a platya inside. So that's what the Rashba says, Avodas HaKodesh. Chacham Tzvi says, I don't understand how come the Beis Yosef didn't quote it. He always quotes Rashba, so they want to say, it's a Chiddush. Rashba said it's Chiddush. Rav Moshe Paskin's like this, Avodas HaKodesh. People have kindness in Rav Moshe. Like Rav Shechter mentioned, who says we Paskin like this, Avodas HaKodesh? But I think the answer is, but as I'm publishing this idea someplace, that based on what someone pointed out, that the Beis Yosef didn't have Avodas HaKodesh. That's why he didn't bring it down. But if he would have had it, he would have brought it down.
The Chazanish, though, it was God's will that he...
Right, the Chazanish, but not everyone...
It wasn't lost. The Chazanish was talking about what was lost, not what was lost to him.
I don't know, but yeah, the Chazanish had a different approach. But if he would have had that Avodas Kodesh, then Mustamna would have been in the Mechaber, and then...
These other ones, Shoshana and Ladavid apparently also hold like that.
But it's different between the Rashba and the Shoshana.
Who's Shoshana and Ladavid?
I have him in the packet, yeah.
That's what the Magen Avraham got his Shita from?
Well, it could be that he has it, but he's just pointing out, even whether Magen Avraham had it or not, he was Mechavin to the Avodas HaKodesh. If you want to see the Shoshanim of David, I happen to have a copy here. Rav David Shmuel Pardo, on page 17, Venezia. And he writes, it's only if it's a Rishus HaYachid to what? In other words, the Shoshana of David says that it's only from a Rishus HaYachid of a private person or a private family to a communal.
What does this line mean?
Iker Hagzera
Heitzel
Mibayis Habayis Achar Kachotik
Afilu
Mibayis Hakatzer Asa. Right. But why is Iker Gzera from Bayis Habayis? Where is it? He's quoting the Tosas Yontif?
No, he's saying that it's related, the exact opposite.
Where are you?
Six lines from the bottom, not counting that little line.
Well, I think basically, well, that line, yeah. He's saying the opposite.
Yeah, what's the star of that?
Yeah. Well, that's part of the Rashba. Say he has his house, and then there's a house he has b'shutfus. One house he has just his, and one he has b- b'shutvus. Beinu v'chaveu u'bayis l'chotzer. Also, she'arvu. But is he saying that? Don't think that just because one is your house only, one is you have a shutvus with someone else, that you can do it. Because the bottom line is, this is only your house, and this is your house with a with some shared owner.
I have so, no problem with the Rashba. I have a question on
the Zer Halacha. With the Ikar Zer Halacha, Bayis Labayis. The Chak Nechasiva, if you Bayis, yeah, okay. Yeah, okay, I hear you, Taina. Well, okay. Fine. Oh, so now I want to show you something else, which makes things even more interesting. The Shut HaRamaz. On page 12. The Svardim, they always have the best. Moshe Mordechai Zakut. Zakuto.
Not our neighbor, the Ramaz.
No. Nitpas Pam Rishon of the Venitsi Bishnas Tov Kuf Chof Alf. What year was that? Tov Kuf Chof Alf. Yeah, 1620s.
1240.
He lived in 1620 to 1627. Yeah, because he lived from 1620 to 1697, it says here. So he's a Kadmon. Let's see what he says. He has a tshuva about the Shaila. You see, the Bir Halacha didn't have this farm. There was a limit what he had. He didn't have all this farm. Rabbi Berish Mandelbaum told me that he used to use the Chafetz Chaim, would use the Strashon Library in Vilna. And that's where he would get this farm for the Mishnah Berurah. The Strashon Library in Vilna. In fact, the Strashon Library, Dr. Lyman told me, the Strashon Library in Vilna was even open on Shabbos, because it was like a base medrash with Sfarim, so it was open on Shabbos. Somebody recently published a book about, where are the Sfarim now from the Strashon Library?
Some of them are
Yiva. Yeah, some of them are Yiva, Israel, different places.
Where these
books are from the Strashon Library. Interesting. Most of them are probably gone. So he says, there's a whole tshuva here. As he writes, take a look on page 15. The Sfardim always, have good tshuvas. He says, "Vasvar muchrachas me'atzma." Where the arrow is, the kaid divrei Rambam chotzer dafka. He says it's dafka b'chotzer. In other words, against the Mishnah Berurah and against the Magen Avraham. He says chotzer dafka u'brishus hamushutov dafka kepashtam kemuchah behedya. Tanya Brisa Tani Kol Mine Rishuas Daraisa with Rabbanu Lokatani on Mavuas for Chatzeros, Peish Rashi the Osu Siag Shalolotzi Mishus Hayochid and Shus Harabim, Fatam Borer Mipnei Shebe Chotzer Vein Mavo Heim Shuk Urchov, Vehei Megulim Verabim Darsi Behu Vedomel Rishus Harabim, Hashake Mochem Chusum Kura. He says, L'chora, this whole thing shouldn't apply to apartment building. It shouldn't apply to apartment building, it shouldn't apply to two houses.
Why shouldn't apply to apartment building?
I'll tell you why. One reason.
One apartment building. The same roof.
Apartment building has a ceiling.
One building.
Rishus Harab, you see, first of all, we have to know the basic halacha on page 4. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Amar Abba, Hamavir choy chayfetz dalat amos b'shus harabim mekura potter. If you have a m'shus harabim and there's a ceiling over it, there's an overpass over it, and you carry under the overpass, you potter.
So you're walking through the shuk, let's say, and there's a roof on it.
Yeah.
That's it.
So it can't be a m'shus harabim. So therefore, if it can't be a m'shus harabim, so then what? So then the whole gezerish, maybe it was a chatzir in the time of the Gemara, was a courtyard, didn't have a roof over it. It was a common private domain for five families, and it was walled in. But it was,
I don't hold the Rashba, the Rashba about the that we talked about before with the Fatia. If you have walls, by definition, if you have complete walls around an item, it's also Rosh Hashayachin, the same as a roof, and you'll never. So anything the chutzner shouldn't be a Rosh Hashayachin. So the same logic.
No, but in other words,
wash your roof
would
be different from walls.
Well, so 1 second. Ma she'enkei malka mechusa mekura de lo domi klal l'shus harabim. Havakim sovek uparts v'havu reshus hayachid l'shabes. Havakav d'rab m'shtam shimba. V'ainatam m'shum d'hu malka mekura v'leke l'migza shem yischalef. So he says, it's interesting. He says the reason why he argues with the Mogen Avraham is what? Is because a bias, obviously is both Makura. Now, it could be, he would argue, even an apartment building. In other words, to him, there was no such thing as an apartment building like we have today. So the case of the chatzir was always that the chatzir didn't have a roof on. Today, we have a new construct. We have a public Rishus Hayachid that's Makura. So it could be that the Shud Ramaz would say that all apartment buildings today don't need it. Not a problem. But
those towns are in very cold places.
That
your apartment. There's a roof over a half your town. Don't need an Eruv altogether.
Yeah, so that was a story I gave a couple of weeks ago, that it could be that it is the Pekiyas HaRabim, that would still possible. Okay, I mean,
the Rashba is the earliest source that says.
So this Svara of the. So where did I see it for the first time in the Or Litzion? You knew him, Rav Ben Tzion Abba Shaul, right? You met him. Yeah. I never saw him, never met him. I wish I did. But he was one of the big Svardi Rosh Hashivas in Eretz Yisrael. Rosh Hashiv, you say? And Rav Avadi Yosef, you know, had respect for him. He said, you know, all the other people I could just, easily refute, except for Rav Tzion Abba Shaul. Even though his style of psak and Rav Avadi's style of psak are very different. Rav Avadi is quoting 100 Achronim, this. Rav Tzion Abba Shaul will quote a Rambam and say a Svara, and that, you know, one truly here, he's not, it's more of a Litvisha approach, the Rav Tzion Abba Shaul. So he has a tshuva here, and about cheder hamadregos. If you carry from your apartment to the stairwell, and he one of the things he mentions on page 22 is, he says kol shekein, the paragraph that starts with kol shekein, im itstarf shitas harav shoshanim ladavid v'amaram zakut. The plague of Margaret of Rome. The real device was Logosu. El device the Chotzer Dafka. But it's interesting because if you just read it in the Or Litzion, you would think he's arguing, but he's arguing Margaret of Rome also for a different reason, that Vais Lebais is always Makura. Vais Lechotzer is usually not. But if Inuch and Ami from the Bais Lachotzer is Makura, it could be that he would be Moida.
Where's this, the Magen Avraham say that it's only for Bais Lachotzer? Where's Magen Avraham
about the Makura? He doesn't.
So why?
No, because the Magen Avraham is answering even Bais Lachotzer. Lachora, Bais Lachotzer. A stop Bais is Makura.
Right, so how do I understand what you're saying?
So he's saying, no, one of the reasons that he argues with the Magen Avraham, he's saying, because it's bais l'bais, but bais l'bais is bakura, so it's not dumya de rishus haravim.
But that's not the Orthodox Tzion saying that.
No, he's saying another svar he said before, which I didn't mention yet, and then he's saying another idea to, you know, another svar at l'kula is what they write here. He quotes them, but he doesn't explain what the Maram Zakut totally said. And one of the things that Maram Zakut said is maybe you won't have it by something that has a ceiling. Now, that's a tremendous kula. Rabbi Tzion Abishol first starts off that way at the Tshuva on page
again. They went to say the whole shuk. I mean, you know, most of
them. The whole shuk is Makura. Right. He says, he wants to know, the tshuva here was written about to carry from your apartment to the stairwell. We'll carry to the hallway, and from the hallway to this. Chol dir yesh pesach ala prozdosh, and meri yotzim kulum pesach ala chol. Yishari v'taltem mehabatim u'prozder v'hamadregos anal v'yom Shabbos. In the Dover Pashat, she'en v'dmot chadri hamadregos in Yameinu, l'chad de bevur b'shulchan aruch, chotzesh harbe batim psuchim u'socha osru, l'chor hua de meninon ulam nere de keven, she'chadri hamadregos shalonu mekurim, l'odomu l'chotzesh she'enu mekura. Mustaber de bai sharhu de mikri, etc. So that's one thing he says. But it's interesting, at the end, that's how we started off. That was the first time I ever saw the Svara, to say that it's... The Kura I know by the din of Rosh Hasharabim is the Kura, but I never saw someone discuss that maybe that could obviate the requirement of an Erev Chatzeres on the Rabbanan level. You know.
So, just
the summary at the end there.
Right, but the summary in the end, he doesn't stick with it. He says, "Aklal on page 22. Aklal ha'olam bechedri menor she'amenu shalem kan shcheinim kol ma'achas chol diri yesh pesach la'prozder mutar l'taltel mibeisel l'cheder hamadregos ulhepach bechedri menor mibeisel." Now, one second, I'll probably erev chatzeres, right? Aval mibayis l'bayis acher afilu ba'oso binyan kol shcheinim bayis l'chotzer derech cheder hamadregos v'chem cheder hamadregos l'chotzer ein l'hatir. Because there he has another svara. He has a svara that the Cheder Madregos, no one lives in the Cheder Madregos.
It's
like a Beis Shar. So therefore maybe it's not considered a, you know... Then he adds another Svar, but he doesn't paskin. See, I always thought of Tzion Abishol paskin from that Svar of Makur, because when I first read, I just read the beginning, and then I was so flawed by the beginning, I never got to the end. Yeah. This time, when I was chazan for the Shia, I read the whole... No, till the end, I read, and then I saw that he really asks that he only so betzirif that it's not a place of you know, so Rabbi's Labayas is two real separate entities where people live there. So then, obviously, even though they have roofs, he asks without an air of katzeris, and even to the
why would that be worse?
But Rav Moshe Zakut, my friend Rav Moshe Zakut, he's my man. He's the man of my heart. That because he says what I thought Rabbi Tzion Abishol was going to say.
If
one second. And he says that whenever there's a roof, it shouldn't apply.
So you're living in a place where there's no Rosh Hashanah, where you're in a Rosh Hashanah Deraisa, and there's an awning on the top of the building. You could go straight up to the awning with the shirts.
Rosh Hashanah.
Right into what we would consider colloquially the Rosh Hashanah. You could carry straight into the Rosh Hashanah.
From your house?
Yeah, Legabi, every other halacha under the sun will be Rosh Hashanah.
Wait, say again?
Assume Manhattan's Rosh Hashanah Deraisa, I don't want to get involved in that now. You have an apartment building, there's an awning.
So you come out, you go under the awning. Right.
You go right into the Rosh Hashanah with the awning. Or what's Rosh Hashanah for all other halachas?
Because
it's Rosh Hashanah Yafid, and you'll never
you went to say,
because it's covered, it's a roof, so therefore you're allowed to go there, even though it's a separate Rosh Hashanah.
No, but if you hold it a derisive,
no, 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 no. But the awning, once you have the awning, it's not a shusha yachid, for Hilchos Shabbos.
Oh, okay. It's not a shusha yachid.
No, for all
it's not
a shusha from the building out to the sidewalk under the awning.
Under the awning.
As for shusha yachid, according to halacha.
But then
you're not going to Rosh Hashanah.
You mean you're staying under the awning?
I'm staying under the awning.
Oh, you're staying under the awning.
Wait.
According
to halacha,
it's Rosh Hashanah. Is it worse? It's not a shusha yachid, it's not a
shusha rabbi. Yeah, is it worse than the parmesan?
It's not a shusha rabbi.
Isn't the Gemara called a shusha?
No, it's not a Rosh Hashanah. You need mechitzas for a Rosh Hashanah. So it won't be a Rosh Hashanah.
When there's no cover. When there's
but an awning doesn't make something a Rosh Hashanah. It means it's not a Rosh Hashanah. Doesn't mean you need mechitzas to be a...
What is it? I won't call it
a carmelis.
It's not a carmelis. It doesn't hit the halakha definition of a carmelis.
Carmelis usually just means as long as... It's Rosh Hashanah, by default, it becomes a carmelis unless it's a Rosh Hashanah. And it's not a Shusha Yachid, and it's not a Shusha Rabim, so by default, it's a Karmelis.
We have classifications for Karmelis.
Okay, now Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, and maybe not everyone was here that week, but we did it, that he says that if you have a Shusha Rabim that has Makura, but there's still Rabim going underneath, like, then you would still need losses.
Like what? What was the case?
I told you, well, I know somebody who wanted to have this idea. He wanted to put Makura over his... He's the Rav in the community.
Oh, right, the strings.
He wanted to put strings across the road in every street. Yeah. And this way, so every street will have Makura, at least on part of it. And that would take away the din of... That's with his eyefall. So I wrote in the Sefer... You want to see this? You have the Sefer?
Yeah, I have it on that table.
There's the Sefer. You want to see the Sefer I've been quoting the whole time? The Sefer on Ervin. This is the Sefer that I wrote on Irvin that I even in Shrius on read the
when did I write that Sefer?
When did I write it?
In the same counties, I'm better. Yeah. I think if you're in the same versions.
So the mice so this person wanted to make a makura on this, but I point out, Rav Moshe seems to say that if it's technically Rosh Hashanah, it's just a side point that makes it not. It was if you don't have a thoroughfare, then you don't have Rosh Hashanah. But here, you have the thoroughfare. So you found a loophole that's not Rosh Hashanah, but still, it's Baki Barabim, you still need losses, and a Tzur Sapesa wouldn't be good enough.
That's a good idea, but it didn't work for your friends.
Why would that make it Rosh Hashanah? Why would that turn it not Rosh Hashanah? Because it's only that one spot. It's not.
Yeah, but maybe there's another truth. If there's, you know, maybe it's not considered a foolish. Okay, let's not get into it. But what I'm excited about is Maram Zakut. That's
can we rely on it, or should we make
no, the... No, it's not like it's not mainstream. Maybe if you were stuck on a...
So we should have Eric Hateras in our building.
No, I mean, I didn't finish. Today was just the first year. The other coolest, maybe. So you have to be patient. Yeah.
The Orlatian also has a cool, like, if you have a key in the mailbox, that would work for the Orlatian, right?
Because
he just doesn't want you to take it from one apartment to another.
Yeah. I once told... Rabbi Eliach, he says, if I didn't go to your school, I wouldn't be able to write these farm.
Mm-hmm. Rabbi Eliach.
I learned Hebrew in Yeshiva Flatbush.
Okay, everyone, so it's good to see everyone back.
Be back.
After Yontif, it's so nice to see everybody, so we should be matzliach and be able to learn a lot of Torah with good health throughout the year for everyone and their families.